So there's a very interesting phenomenon, which we're all familiar with, but we don't really know exactly what's behind it. And that phenomenon is B'shas Matan Torah. Chazal say it's a Gemara in Shabbos Pei Zayin. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoisif Yoim Echad Midaitai. He added one day, Moshe Rabbeinu. It was his own idea. And it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Ki'ilu Maskim. What was the one day that Moshe Rabbeinu added? Because the Pasuk says Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on Wednesday. And he said to him, Lecha la'am v'kidashtam hayoyim u'machar. Go to the people that today and tomorrow they should like be mekadosh nefesem, chibsus ibloiseyem, they should like cleanse themselves. Should be ready for the third day. So if it's Wednesday and Thursday, today and tomorrow, third day is Friday. The Torah should be given on Friday, but it wasn't. The Torah was given on Shabbos. So ironically enough, this year was the same date-wise, because the Torah was given on Zion, not Vav. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoisif Yom Echad Midaitai. Question is, what is the significance? What's this idea? Moshe wanted to be Moshe one day. Says the Heilige Koshnitz Magid. Koshnitz Magid is Rabbi Yisrael Mikoshnitz. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that the Torah should be received on Shabbos Kodesh. And Klal Yisrael should keep the Torah, be Mekayim the Torah, Le'ol Me'olamim, Shabbos Kodesh is eternal. Okay. So we've got to understand, what is this? What's this situation? And I don't know if I'm going to be able to explain this to you today, but why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do this? And why did Hashem, if Hashem was masking, why didn't Hashem do that in the first place? So let's start by trying to understand what happened in Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim. The Malach HaShoah said there, and they say, Mali Yulud Ishakan. What in the world is a human being, the child of flesh and blood, doing over here? Hashem answered, the Kabbalah is a Torah, but he came to receive the Torah. Armu lefanav, they said in front of him, Chamuda genuza, shegenuza lacha tisha meis v'shivim v'arba doiris. This treasure that's been hidden here for 974 generations. Koidem shenivra ha'ilom, at the mavakesh litma lebasav, dumb. I'm going to give it to a human. My enish kisses kireno. Why give it to a human being for? What is he? Hashem adenu mo'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz nuhayim chal ha'shamayim. Leave your Torah here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, ichsu lem tshuva. Answer them something. Hashem, other Moshe Rabbeinu said, misyarani shami yisrafuni. Maybe they're going to burn me up behevel p'em with just their breath. Hold on to my Yaakov. Something's going on. This is wild stuff. This is a Gemara. So we're supposed to try to understand this. This is the Gemara show. What's happening is as follows. The Malachim thought that the Jewish people, they are human beings. They are limited in their understanding. So of course, the Pashut Pshat of the Torah is meant for the people. But they thought that when it comes to the Nister of Torah, when it comes to the Torah's Nister, the secrets of Torah, that's not for them. So therefore, they said, listen, if they are only capable of understanding one part of the Torah, so give the Torah, al kolpanim, the hoid of the Torah, the Nister of the Torah. Remember, I'm Shum Bar Yochai is Hoid Shabahoid. The Hoid of the Torah. Give it to us. Do Hoid Chala Shamayim. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, why don't you answer them? Moshe says, I'm afraid of Hevel Piyam. Says the Marashah that they're too deep. There's too much. Answers Hashem, hold on to my Kisya covenant and answer them. Whoa, what was that? Now, by the way, Malachim can't hold the Kisya Kovan. Says the Marashah that even though we're made of flesh and blood, but our neshamas are carved from Kisei HaKovan, and we have the ability of connecting with Kisei HaKovan, So Moshe Rabbeinu has a taina. The derech ha-nistar of the Torah is roi to Bnei Adam, because we have a connection that we can get to that. Okay, let's try to understand this a little bit better. Based on something that it says, the Dugna Magid, a little bit will understand. The Dugna Magid brings a fascinating medrash. The medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned the Torah four times. When he wanted to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, he said it four times, Beinoy levein atzmai atcha amr Yisrael. He said it four times to himself until he said it to Jewish people, almost like he had to yichazer the Torah. Says the Dubna Magid. What does that mean? We have to chazer because either we didn't understand it well the first time or we're going to forget it. Neither of those are relevant to Hashem. So why is Hashem chazer? Why is Hashem doing it over again? Says the Halakha Dubna Magid that the Torah, before it came into this earth, the Torah was kulay ruchni. The Torah was shmois of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is tzirufei shemois. It was kulay tzoid. It was all hidden secrets of the world. What the Malachim said to Nuhaitchala Shamayim. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the Torah down, 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 until it's something that we can connect to. Therefore, it says Hashem taught the Torah four times because there's four different levels of Torah. There's pshat, Remez, Drash, and Soid. Moshe Ola El Elokim. Moshe went up to Shemayim. The Torah was still in these Tzirufim when Moshe went up, and the Malachim were like, hold on, leave the Torah with us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to teach over the Torah, and Ki'ilu give it a levush, give it in some sort of expression, and another levush, and another levush, until the Torah became pshat, and it could be shared with the people, and then the malachim aren't shayach to it. That is what was happening at Har Sinai. So what we celebrating when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the pshat of Torah. However, we understand that the pshat of Torah is linked with the side of Torah. And Moshe, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kidashtem Hayom U'Mochar. He said, there's 2 days. And then, the Lashon is, on the third day, Yunuchem Lema Shlishi, Kibiyam Ashlishi Yered Hashem, Le'enei Kol Am. Hashem's going to give you the Torah on the third day. Moshe was added another day, so we actually had 4 days. 1, 2, 3, and then the fourth day the Torah is given. What's the inyan of 4 days? So perhaps, says the Shvilei Pinchas, we know that there's four parts to the Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sight. These four parts of the Torah, perhaps each day was as Klal Yisrael is preparing themselves to get another chelek of the Torah. Why did Hashem want, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want the fourth day and the fourth day to be Shabbos? Shabbos Kodesh, says the Arizal. Arizal says, when should a person be learning Kabbalah? Toiv lilmud b'Shabbos Kabbalah. K'mo yishayu noyigim akadmoinim. The best day to learn Kabbalah is dafka on Shabbos. And he brings from what we say on Friday night davening, we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Yishtachbu l'Hashem b'hadras Kodesh is Rosh Hashanah Kabbalah. Yishtachbu l'Hashem behadras kodesh. So the fourth day is the soid of Kabbalah. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us to do that. He wanted us to get it. We know it says, we make kiddush on Friday night, nichnas yayin, yotza, soid. Yayin, soid. Yayin is gematria soid. So this idea of a person getting all the halakim of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give to Klal Yisrael. So that's why he wanted to add this extra day. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu mitchila didn't suggest it? Because the Torah Sanistar is like not really for everybody. It's only after person learns all of Pshat, Remez, and Drash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, let's give Klal Yisrael Pshat, Remez, and Drash. Said will say for later. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, let's give the whole Torah. Don't leave the other Torah for the Malachim. Through Oyin Chashem, I know, let's bring it down. When they're ready. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. So my friends, this idea, which it falls at Mamish this year, the Torah is so full of so many secrets. And sometimes we're in the beginning stages, but we'll get there. We have to keep on applying ourselves, learning more and more. The more we learn, the more we build our foundation. First pshat, remes, drash, and eventually the zoicha to soid. Kadosh Baruch Hu megala all the secrets of the Torah, and we'll be zoicha to the or zarua la tzadikim, to that light, the or hagonus, which Kadosh Baruch Hu will shine on this world. And we'll be zoicha beiz Hashem to arichtika kabbalas haTorah. One of which all of you, thank you very much. We're doing some deep things. Akiva, that was very deep. No? Dani Sokol, see Nachem Jacobowitz.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful
day. My pleasure. Make sure that your person commits himself to stark learning, Bez Hashem, over this Yom Tov. And we'll have a beautiful year. It's a Rosh Hashanah, my friends.
Amen.
We know that Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah. We should have a year full of Aliyah and Torah and Yirah Shamayim.